People sometimes ask me if I became the Ron Van Dam Show announcer because I love what Ron does and I love his comedy. Well, no. It's because Ron broke me out of a Tijuana prison back in 82 and smuggled me across the border in a suitcase in the trunk of a Yugo. And I still owe him for that. Muchas gracias, mi amigo. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess which one I am? If there was a police lineup, I'd be the one on the left. This is great. This is just wonderful. This is just great. Thank you very much. Thanks for being here. Fade out the theme music, will you? Thank you. Oh, my God. It's like pulling teeth like I'm a dentist or something. How are you? Welcome to the show. It's November 9th. I don't know what year it is, but I know it's November 9th. And you know how I know it's November 9th? Go on, ask me how I know it's November 9th. Because it's my birthday. I was going to play a little clip from the Beatles song, It's Your Birthday, but I can't because that's copyright. And I would have trouble having the show play in some venues, some audio venues. So I can't play that, but it's your birthday. That's today. I am one of the few people on the earth. That's the end of the sentence. Now, there's more. I'm one of the few people on the earth who does not celebrate his or her birthday because I can't stand it. I'm a cheerful, loving, upbeat person. It's just that why are we celebrating getting older? Who does that? Who does that? Everybody else. And I think people celebrate their birthdays just because it's tradition and because other people keep reminding them on their birthday that it's their birthday. They won't stop. I've done many shows about this topic. I'm going to do it again. Guess why? Because it's my birthday. And by the way, thank you for the many cards and letters and birthday wishes. I said this on a show a few weeks ago. It's the funniest thing. When people, when you go to Facebook, that's where people recognize your birthday because they tell you, you know, when you go to Facebook, it's like, oh my God, I just opened up my Facebook page. There's hundreds of people wishing me a happy birthday. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's so nice. Facebook tells everybody when it's your birthday. It's not like they remembered it or even care. What does it take to send somebody a message on their birthday or a post, I think they call it? And here's what the post always says. Happy birthday, comma, Ron. That's, oh my God, you went out of your way with your greetings. That's all it says. Happy birthday, comma, Ron. It's, oh, they knew my name. And they spelled the words happy birthday out in a post. Wow, could you have gone out of your way any more than that with your heartfelt emotions? Oh, Ron, happy birthday. Oh, thank you. It's so freaking stupid. Yeah, I have a lot of Facebook. I have four Facebook accounts. Two of them are these public figure things, and two of them are personal, and I'm not supposed to have so many, and I don't know why I do. Actually, I do know why I do. When Facebook started, I kept opening up pages thinking I was getting them wrong, and so I'd do another one. I don't know how to delete them, because I think if I hit delete at all on my computer, someone's going to die. That's the way I feel. I feel that delete button actually ends somebody's life somewhere. The button's just mismarked. So I don't delete anything, basically. I may need it again someday. That's the attitude of an older person. If I delete it, I'll never see it again. That's right. Actually, that's not true. It's in your trash bin, in your computer, in a cloud, next to a planet. I don't understand the whole thing. Anyway, my Facebook pages are filled with greetings from people wishing me a happy birthday, comma, Ron. And thank you for your many gifts. Least you could do is like maybe give me a pencil or something, or an eraser. Then I can delete things. When we're young, we love birthdays. You know how this all starts. Oh, the baby's first birthday. The baby doesn't know what the hell's going on. One-year-old babies have absolutely no concept of what's going on at all. They're actually frightened by the event. The first birthday in a person's life is not for the person, it's for the parents.
A little baby is 1 year old. We're having a big party.
For you, not for the baby. The baby doesn't know. Do you say to the baby that, you know, the day after their first birthday, hey, baby, did you enjoy your birthday?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's what the baby says. The first birthday of one's life is not even for you. It's for your parents. So that they can say, look, everybody, I had a baby. Here it is after a year. That's it. That's it. Like it's some incredible feat. Oh, you had a baby. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. We had sex. And I shoved it out of my my crevice. That was my accomplishment in life. Thank you so much. Thank you. Drum roll, please. Thank you so much. I don't understand it. No, I can't have babies, but I can certainly cause one. Anyway, let's not get into abortion rights. Leave that alone for now. Anyway, first birthday of one's life is not even for that thing. It's for the parents. When a child gets old enough to understand what the hell's going on with the birthdays, it's okay because you're so young and you're looking forward to getting older, because when you get older, you get stuff. You get presents. You get people giving you adulations. You get things. You get older and you maybe you'll get a car. You can get your first drink at a point. You can drive. You can do. You can live alone. You can buy alcohol. You can do all. Notice how our entire society is geared toward the benchmark of either driving or drinking, the very two things that you're not supposed to do together at the same time. These are our benchmarks. That's it. After 21, okay, now I can drink, now I can drive. All right, what now? Now you can have a family. Oh, I don't know about that one. Oh, you look forward to having a family. You look forward to having a baby in your life. It's the circle of life. I think that's an Elton John song or something. Then you have a child, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay. Anyway, but that's not my point here today. My point today is birthdays. I remember I was 5 years old, I think. That's the first birthday I remember. 5 years old, and I remember my mother got a card table from the other room, and she snapped the legs down, and there was the card table. We put this plastic tablecloth over the card table. That was my birthday atmosphere, a checkered plastic tablecloth cover over the card. Don't want to ruin the card table, my God. Those are hard to find. And then we had card table folding chairs. And there were about six of them around, and my mother invited about five of my closest friends whom I didn't know who they were. These were choices by my mother, who thought that these should be my closest friends, or friends of hers who happened to have children. I didn't know half these people, and half these kids, and they sat around the card table with me. And we played stupid games, and I mean stupid games. When I was growing up, there was a birthday party game called Pin the Tail on the Donkey. It was my first introduction to ass, because what you do is you give this little child a sharp object, always a good idea in a party atmosphere. They gave me this large pin with a little tail coming off of it. They blindfolded me, spun me around, and let me loose. Aren't party games fun, and don't they make a lot of sense? The idea was to walk around in what appeared to be a drunken stupor, but I was just dizzy, toward a picture of a donkey that was taped to the wall. And the idea was I had to pin that tail on that donkey. Thus the name of the game. Yes, at 5 years old, I'm walking around with a sharp object trying to attach it to an animal's ass. I don't know. I just don't know. And all the kids would laugh because I'd be pointing in the wrong direction, trying to pin the tail on my mother. Things like that. Then came the big part of the party. My mother would come out with this cake, frosting all over the place, little children around food. It's always a good idea. She'd put the cake down in front of me and then ask me to blow out the candles, which represented how many years I was alive. And then I would blow them out. A child blowing out candles always comes with a nice wad of spit. I never, you know, when there's a birthday cake, if there are candles involved, I always pass on that. You know, that's what I call Passover. I'll pass over that cake thing. Because no matter who blew out the candles, they just blew out with their spit all over the icing. I don't know if I want that cake, really. Yeah, it's not like if I don't have the cake, somehow I will contract some terrible non-cake disease. And sometimes there's ice cream involved, and that's where kids get the habit of eating ice cream and cake and becoming diabetic. It's the footstep to diabetes. Ron, you're being very curmudgeoning. I know, I'm trying to do a show here. Birthdays were always full of people that I didn't know, but my parents did. And then I got a little bit older, and birthdays centered around alcohol. Let's go celebrate your birthday. Do you have 16 pints of some type of tequila? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think you're going to argue with this. Celebrations in our society always involve alcohol. Always. And even people that don't drink, this is where you have a drink. Oh, come on, just one drink at your birthday. Oh, there's an excuse. Yeah, everything revolves around alcohol. Sporting events, birthdays, New Year's, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they all revolve around alcohol. So you get older and you go out with your friends, your so-called friends. These are acquaintances that really have no boundaries is what we call them. And they coax you into going to places that you don't want to go to, thus strip clubs. anyway, that's what happens. Then you're over 21 and, you know, you want to get out of the house. And then when you hit 50 or 45, birthdays are not that funny anymore. You know, wait a minute. Didn't I just celebrate this thing last year? Yes, you did. You do it every year. It seems like just yesterday. No, it was last year. Because the older you get, the faster things seem to start spinning. Yeah, at a certain age, when the birthday comes up, I know you. You go out, you celebrate because you like to party. That we took that noun and we made it a verb. You like to party, so it's an excuse to get out with your so-called friends, whatever you call these people. Acquaintances, friends, people you work with, people you don't want to ever work with, people you don't want to ever know again, people won't shut up, those kinds of people. But in the back of your mind, you start to fester this this thought that, oh, I'm having too many of these birthdays. I don't want to get any older. I want to stay young. Then birthdays become your enemy. That's where I'm at. Oh, no, not another birthday. I'm even older now than I was last year. You can say that every year of your life, by the way. I'm a year older. Oh, yay. Oh, no. Over 50, it's oh, no. Before that, it's oh, yay. Then it's oh, no. So I'm in the mode, I don't celebrate my birthday. I don't want any gifts. I don't want any presents. I'm an adult. If I need something, I can buy it myself or put it on layaway or an installment plan. I don't need gifts. And I don't need your junk and your crap. Here's something, Ron, that I thought you would like. Well, you thought was wrong. It's going in the garbage. I'm not telling you that, but that's where it's going to end up. Thank you so much. Some people give flowers and candy and all those kinds of things. I mean, you do that for Christmas. You do it for Valentine's Day. I mean, birthdays, Easter. I mean, come on, you know, same shit over and over again. So excuse me if I'm curmudgeon-y. But it's my birthday, and that's it. If you want to send me a birthday greeting, please make it more than just happy birthday, comma, Ron. I have many Facebook pages. You can find them if you're a member of the Facebook cult, the Facebook hate club. You can find any one of them there, and just send me a little something. Tell me how wonderful I am, how you can't live without me. That's a one-sided thing, by the way. I can live without you. But see, when you're greeting somebody, or you know, you always throw stuff in that you don't really mean, and I know that. You know, I know that. Hey, you know, let's say happy birthday to Ron. How long is this going to take me? Is this going to take a whole minute? Oh my God. I've asked those that know me not to give me any presents because I don't want to make a big thing out of this. I'd rather not have these birthdays anymore. I would rather not have recognition of getting older. I would rather not do that. We spend all our time shooting Botox into our foreheads, putting eye cream under our eyes so we don't have those bags. We try to lose weight so that we look fit and attractive to other people. We try to dress really well in social occasions. We try to say the right thing. We try to do the right thing. We want to hang out with people that are young and vibrant because it makes us feel young and vibrant. We do everything. We try to get we dye our hair. We don't dye our, we do everything we can to look younger. And then this annual holiday comes up called your birthday and put you right back in your place. Oh, you look really young. You look wonderful. How old are you? Oh, I didn't know you were that old. Well, you look young for your age. Well, that's great. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing that accomplishment that in the long run means nothing whatsoever. I'm still getting older. When my birthday comes around, I try to wonder what physical limitations did I gain this year? Well, my back hurts a little bit more. Oh, there you go. I think that I don't have as much energy as I did the year before. Oh, okay, there you go. My testosterone level is apparently slowly depleting, and one of my testicles has dropped about 6 feet. And look, your boobs are lower. Oh, okay, good. Okay, that's what happened. Yeah, come on, man. Stop celebrating birthdays. Just raise your hand and say, hey, it's my birthday. Thank you very much. Let's move on, shall we? Because that's where I'm at. And then there's Facebook, to which I alluded at the beginning. This is our birthday calendar. Facebook is good for nothing. The only thing Facebook is good for, well, actually nothing. The only thing Facebook is good for is it makes you feel like you know people that you don't know. I have about 100 Facebook friends from other countries who I've never met, who somehow became my Facebook friends because probably in a drunken stupor, I just accepted everybody's invitation. Will you be my friend? Yeah, sure, I'm drunk. And the whole world is just one big love bubble. No, it's not, but it seemed like it is. How many Facebook friends do you have? Does it matter? How many times did I click something that said accepted is really all that means? It's a facade. It's a facade of comfort. And I guess psychologically we need this facade of comfort. Some of you love Facebook and do not agree with me, and that's just fine. That's what makes the world go round. As a matter of fact, it's very hip these days to disagree violently. Some of you went to Instagram, which I still don't understand what that is. I guess it's a fast version of Facebook where you assume that when you post something like a picture or video that other people appreciate it. How do I know if someone appreciates it? Oh, that little heart, they clicked on the little heart, which means they liked it. They really liked it. No, they didn't. It's like the birthday greetings. It means nothing. You can take a video of yourself defecating in your toilet. And by the way, many people have. And I guarantee you, you'll get hundreds of likes. It might even go viral. And that's how absurd this whole thing is. That's how stupid we have become. It started way back in Facebook when people used to take pictures on their, I call them the picture phones. That's what I call them, the picture phones. They used to take pictures of their dinner. Or when they went to a restaurant, they'd take a picture of the plate with the food on it. And then they'd send that to all their friends. And that was a thing. That was before it became very chic to take a picture of your penis or your vagina and post that. Of course, you people will never have jobs if your employer checks you out on Facebook. What were you thinking? The answer is you weren't. Remember, these are public forums. Oh, no, they're not. Only my friends can see these. Your friends. Go to the dictionary. I know they don't make them anymore, but go to the dictionary, look up friends. You'll find the definition is a little different than what you thought it was. Facebook friends. Come on. Did you ever see, I think it was called The Social Network or The Social Something, The Social Disease or something. It was about Steve Gutenberg or who was that who started Facebook? Gutenberg, something like that. I don't even know his name. I've blocked it out of my memory. Anyway, I saw the movie, and apparently the way Facebook started was at Harvard. This annoying kid did some kind of computer program survey about which girl was prettier than the next girl. He would put picture of one college girl next to another college girl at Harvard, and then everybody voted as to which one was prettier in the picture. This is the king of superficial assholes is what this guy was, who actually turned into Facebook. That's how Facebook started. And that's true. I can't name names, but that's how it started. Young adolescent pimple penis growing men raiding one woman against another as to who is prettier. Yeah, it's the direction that we all wanted to go in, right? Well, that was the foundation of this app. So yeah, let's be proud of this. let's be proud that we have a way of gathering social media wise, but also a way of gathering the hatred and the cults in order to make them stronger and more organized. Yeah, that didn't work too well, this Facebook thing. But Ron, if you use Facebook properly, it's a wonderful thing. Yeah, okay, sure. 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 Thanks for inventing nuclear bombs. Yeah, thank you. Come on. Some things are greater in their negativity than they are in their positivity. Facebook is one example of them. Social media is the broad example of that. You've created a monster. You can't stop it. You can't put it back. You've created a monster. You've created a place for people to go to destroy each other on a global level. It's just awful. Anyway, it is my birthday. Thank you so much. I will not be celebrating it today. I will be doing things for myself that I don't usually do. I don't know what that means because I haven't planned it yet because I don't plan birthdays. No one's taking me out to any place to get drunk. I ain't doing that. I'm not going to a strip club or anything like that. Oh, come on, Ron. It's your birthday. Get a lap dance. Oh, God, stop it. I guess the only significant birthday was Jesus. And I think, if I'm correct, and I think I am, that even that day has been miscalculated. Jesus was not born on Christmas Day. I was. I was born in a manger, as you probably know if you look up my ancestry.com tree. I was born in a manger. My parents were Joseph and Mary. Don't know their last names. They never told me. There were three wise men. Well, three drunken college kids from upstairs. And that's my story. We didn't have a lot of money. We just had a manger. We couldn't afford a house. We had a manger. Good quality hay, though. I got to tell you right now. Good quality hay. Yeah, Jesus was born on a different day other than Christmas Day, but it fits better on Christmas Day, so that's where we made it happen. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a crock of soup to me. If you've noticed, I don't have any guests today because I've talked myself silly for an entire half hour. And when you do that, you don't have room for guests. Look, I don't know when your birthday is. I guess I could look it up on Facebook if you're one of my quote-unquote, look at these air quotes, one of my friends. I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. You don't know me. You don't know me. And I don't know you. I don't know you. It's like a Jerry Springer show. But if it's your birthday today as well, happy birthday, I suppose. Other than that, I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show when I won't be talking about birthdays. Until then, it's time to go blow my candles, if you know what I mean. I wish you peace.